Regardless of what the Obama administration decides about moving forward with lease sales, the Arctic is changing. Ice melt is inviting increasing activity from cruise ships to tankers in search of shipping lanes. That's causing scientists and policymakers to look at how to respond to a maritime accident in the Arctic. APRN's Libby Casey has the story.
The University of New Hampshire hosted a workshop 1 year ago and asked its participants to do a bit of role-playing. What would they do if, say, a cruise ship grounded on Greenland's coast, or a tug towing a barge carrying mining explosives ran aground on Alaska's St. Lawrence Island? The exercise was put on by the Coastal Response Research Center, which focuses on developing new approaches to dealing with oil spills. It's a partnership between UNH and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Workshop participants came from all the Arctic nations, representing government, academia, and industry. Amy Merton with NOAA is the center's co-director. She says they spent much of the conference talking over five possible disasters.
We really spent some time putting together those scenarios so that they were plausible and people could really think about them on what would we do if this happened today. And we answered those questions and then we really worked together to look at what would we like to do in the future.
A final report detailing the results of the workshop sessions came out in January. Merton says despite how different the scenarios were, they had some significant elements in common.
One of them was really managing expectations on how remote some of these locations might be and how difficult it might be to get there, just from a logistics point of view, but also communications is very spotty in the areas that we were looking at, so that everyone recognized that as a potential problem.
Merton says it's clear getting necessary equipment on scene could be a serious challenge, whether to save shipwreck survivors or clean up after an oil spill. So they brainstormed ways to make it easier. One idea floated by the group is setting up mobile icebreaker platforms, nothing permanent, Merton says, but places that could serve as international staging areas. Nancy Kinner with the University of New Hampshire is Merton's co-director at the center. She says another idea from the discussions is for designated ports of refuge.
You usually want to get that damaged vessel off the high seas into a more sheltered area where you can work on it more safely. A lot of what was discussed is how might we go forward to designate ports of refuge in advance.
That would require international cooperation. Kinner says some advancements will need to come through multinational agreements, but she says others can be accomplished less formally. Agencies like NOAA and the Coast Guard could make inroads with their counterparts in other countries. And NOAA's Amy Merton says scientists can cooperate. She says the center is partnering with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, as well as researchers in Norway, to look at how oil behaves in ice. It's a big unknown.
So both the freezing and thawing cycle and really looking at the molecular level of what's in the oil and how those chemicals, which are the toxic chemicals, are transported, if they are transported to the ice community, the organisms that live within the ice and underneath the ice. That detailed study has really never been done before.
The Coastal Response Research Center recently had a week-long meeting on oil spill issues, and Nancy Kinner says they're in the process of forming a working group on the Arctic.
We will bring together people who are interested in funding research on Arctic issues. These might be federal and state and international agencies to try and coordinate the research that goes forward. So that's the kind of a thing that we need to do to get everybody on the same page.
Kinner says that way, countries won't duplicate each other's work and can instead build on past research. As the Arctic opens up, nations will be vying for control over shipping lanes and rich natural resources, but the Coastal Response Research Center hopes they can also work together to learn more about how to keep the Arctic safe. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.